on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Told you, I knew this morning it was going to be beautiful. Hardly a cloud out there.
You look up in the sky right now, you can see little wisps of clouds, probably about 50,000 feet. It's kind of cool looking.
You can get yourself down to the state fair. Well, yeah, gotcha. I was going to get there. But the state fairgrounds, home show going on this weekend. Everyone that attends, both people and exhibitors, will tell you January is the biggest home show for Maricopa County. So that's always got the most exhibitors, the most people, the most food trucks. We have 14 partners down there that are exhibiting everything from, let's see, who all did we stop by? There's the Irwin's Furniture and Restoration. You've got Isley's. You've got Reish. You've got CYC. They all have stacks of Rosie on the House calendars. So if you didn't get request one to be mailed to you, you can go. You can pick one up if you're going to be down at the fairgrounds today for the home show. If you did request one by mail, we mentioned this last hour, but just if you missed it, they got delivered to our office this week. So then we turned around and sent out the mailing list if you haven't received it yet. I haven't checked the mail at my house yet today. I don't know if it hit, but you should expect it by Monday, if not Tuesday at the latest. If you asked for one in 2018, you won't need one. You won't need to re-ask. We'll just continue to send that to you every year. You can just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. The address you would like it sent, we'll get you added to that mailing list. If we send it at the end of every month from this point there, so anyone that requests that come in between now and the end of January, we'll send them at the end of January. And we just continue to do that each week. It lets you know what we're talking about in the landscape. Our outdoor living hour. It'll let you know what our weekly home maintenance how-to is. It'll let you know the topics we'll be covering for that month at Rosie on the House. Whether it's something you plan to do this year or you don't have any plans to do it at all whatsoever. Because, I mean, how much fun is planning for a new roof?
Oh, it's a blast. Of course.
But if you listen to the program at the point you are experienced with that project, or not experienced, but at the point you are needing to do that project, you'll already have a frame of reference or at least know where to go back and get caught up on what you need to know in doing your roofing selection. We have a lot of great roofers throughout the entire state of Arizona. That is one project. I don't mind taking time to do a project. But when I built my home, I did hire a roofer to get done. When I looked at how long it was going to take for me to put every shingle on, it became real easy to make the decision to have this roofing, Lyons Roofing, come out and do it all in one day. I left that morning, and their work crew hadn't showed up. I got home that night, and the roofing crew was already gone, and the entire roof was done. That was worth every penny.
Yeah, and I had a roofing company. Well, I'm not going to say who it was. It wasn't Lyons, but they said, oh, it'll take about 3 days. And I said, okay, fine. You know, they had it done in a day and a half, and it was they did a fabulous job. Clean. I really enjoyed it. But I tell you what, remodeling my home over the course of 10 years, the one thing I fell in love with, infrastructure. I just was fascinated, but I want to make sure those pipes are sealed correctly. Anything behind the wall before I put the wall up, because painting and, you know, putting lipstick on a pig, that's easy. But behind the walls are what's important to me.
And I absolutely agree with that. When you're building a home, there's certain things that unless you're doing this just cash out of pocket, which I wasn't, I had a construction loan, there's a certain amount of time. For me, I had 18 months to get the job done. And you had different draws when they distribute the money to you at five different points at each predetermined. One was after the well was done. You know, there was a draw up front. Then they gave you another distribution after the well came. The well was put in. Then they gave you another distribution after. I don't remember all the points. But one of the determining factors in getting that roof done was not thinking I could have time to put all those shingles on to keep on schedule with the construction loan to get it done. The last thing, and it makes sense, there was a few things I would have taken the time to do if I wasn't up against the deadline to meet the requirements of the construction loan. But I do think it's smart the banks do that so that you're not 5 years out still trying to get this house completed and living in, because a lot of bad things can happen in that amount of time. And especially if you're doing a wood-built home, there's a couple homes that there's a certain amount of time that you have to leave a wood home exposed if you're doing, depending on the type of roof you're doing, because the wood needs to get used to the weight of the roof. And I have seen some homes in my area that were paused for so long that
the frame probably needed to be reframed.
It was the plywood started and the OSB started to delaminate, and I thought, oh man, that's horrible. They're gonna have to bulldoze those, and they should have. But somebody came back later and put the foam over it and stucco it, and I just thought, oh man, I wanted to just put a sign out in front, don't buy this house. This is what it looked like 2 months ago. I cannot believe they finished it and sold that. The poor homeowners that ended up moving into that house, I feel for. So there's a reason they keep you pushing along the process, and that's smart. So it's just it's a great thing to build your own home. It really connects you and in ways to your living environment that you can't. There's no way to experience otherwise. But I tell you what, I did that when I was single, thinking about trying to build a house now with four kids. You would never see your kids.
Unless you put them to work. But, I mean, yeah, I was going to say, when you're 5 years old, hey, shingle the roof. Huh? What?
We'll see y'all next Saturday right here at Rosie on the House, starting off at 7 o'clock sharp. Until then, be thankful for the God above you, those before you, beside you, and the life before you.